So you're gonna get it. Okay, so it's a quick review. The basic problem, they have no focus in laning. So if the laner makes a mistake, you have to correct it. So if they're on the hold, you have to correct every single mistake. Even the tiniest mistake doesn't change the meaning, so it's a correct. Whereas the mnemonic holds that mistake which doesn't change the meaning of the word. So if it changes the meaning of the word, then you're not going to focus thorough. That means that we have to correct them. But if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, you're still yotzei. Still you're still miss anyway. And therefore, so even though it would be better to have the right, but it's not worth embarrassing the guy in public, do a correct. So therefore not correct. Okay, so the question is then, what the Ram doesn't care about embarrassing him? Or does the Rambam hold? So it seems that you say two things. Either the Rambam doesn't care about embarrassing him for some reason, you have to explain why and how you have one focus like that. Or you say the Rambam holds that actually you're not yotzei. You don't feel the mitzvah if you even the tiniest mistake. But we say it's difficult to say that. You have to explain why it is. It turns out that you would be yotzei even a tiny mistake. But, so in order to get into either that or you say the Rambam agrees with you, you have to say, but still you have to correct them. So we said, in order to answer the whole question, why do you have to correct them? So he said, that's the drama. The drama that four halachos in the drama, thinking like this is it's kind of along the lines of how I'm going, but let me begin with a story. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, so the story is brought down of Sharaf, okay, and it's a halachic story. It's not, it's not the classical story. Yeah, once a big, yeah. So there's a guy who once asked the Rav, a shayla, I guess, asked the Rav. I don't know, I forgot if it was the Rav or Chaim or something like that, but it's an Nefesh Rav under the Kriyas Torah section. What he said is that there was a guy, the Baal Koreh, there was someone who the Baal Koreh really hated. And he had in mind that he would not say everyone except for this one guy. So the question is or does that guy have to go to another shul to hear the landing? Right?
Yeah.
So the Rav said no. He says because
fine.
So he says because laning, he says, is really like an idea of like Nima Torah the Tzibor. It's an idea. It's like a laning. He's the Shleach Tzibor for the whole Tzibor. He's basically learning the Torah on behalf of the Tzibor for the Tzibor. He's a spokesman for the Tzibor, and he said it would be like an example. Like let's say the Rav, let's say you give a shir. I give a shir and I have mine. They're not being motzi, right? So, what do you say? You're not yotzei kama Torah? Because I had a mind that wasn't being motziu. It's under the motziu.
I heard you.
You're learning. You heard me. We were all involved in the learning. It's not a matter of motzi. Motzi is when it's shomei kohanim. Shomei kohanim is motzi. But this isn't shomei kohanim. It's an activity. It's kama Torah of the tzibur. And it would be like it's kind of like by zimun. It's like it's a group. It's an activity of the group. You know, and here it's not. I'm not being motziu. It's a group involvement in power. in Tom and Tara.
So the Tame couldn't be...
Yeah, right. It would be by the same logic. You'd say it's not Hotsi, right? It's a group, it's a group activity, and you're part of the group. I mean, I think. I don't have to check that off, but on the surface, no. But my point, I'm just kind of taking from there, is that the idea of Kriyas Torah is not an activity of the Yana. It's an activity of group. Okay? An activity of a group. It's the Klal, a Kali Yisrael, or a Minyan, a Tzibur being involved in Kriyas Torah. And the way in which the Tzibur is involved in Kriyas Torah is that they set up a representative. Not every guy reads it, but they set up a representative. And the Tzibur sits there, listens, quietly pays attention. And the Ram actually says this. He says, in Halakha Tas, you can just call a Kori Likos for Torah, also the Saka. Feels our Lata, you can't talk. Allah calls Shoskim, Vishomim, Vishimim, Libam, Lamashu Kori. So the old Tzibur sits quiet and listens, pays attention to what he's reading. Okay, so it's an idea. They're involved also. They're involved. They have their representative who's actually reading, and they're involved by just simply sitting there paying attention. But it's not an activity of the one guy. It's an activity of the tzibur through their representative, through the shatz, who's the one who's reading on before the tzibur. Okay, but it's a group activity. Okay. Now, what's the function of a bracha? Bracha before Kriyas Torah. Okay. So one answer to that question is that it's a matir. Okay. You need a matir to be involved in the Torah. Okay. Just like for instance, before you eat and you partake of the yunana from the physical things that God created, you need a matir. In order to, because the first recognize God and then the source of the thing and then use it. So certainly when you're using God's Torah, so that also needs a matir. The Rav actually held is that in the Rambam that all brachos and mitzvahs are matirs. I think we talked about this in the song. Right? But I would think is that even if you don't say that by all mitzvahs, I mean, the Torah is like you're making use of God's Torah and like your man there, but you use it for chayei olam, to bring you to a higher level, and the bracha before, and you have a right to do it until you. It's like a matir. Like for instance, you're not allowed to learn Torah without brachas Torah. And like if I brachas Torah in the morning, but I think that in general, the bracha is a matir. Matir be involved in Talmud Torah. So the question is: who needs the matir? Who needs the matir? Say the bracha of the matir. Who needs the matir? Who's the matir for? So the tzibur needs the matir, right? But the question is who's saying the bracha? Only one guy, right? Only one guy. The shatz. So where's the matir for the tzibur? Amen. Right. So their involvement in the bracha is through amen, through affirming the bracha.
Why can't they be operating by the same mechanism as the Baal Koray as a representative?
Leaving the bracha. Yeah, well, that's the way. When someone's Rabbi Abraham makes a bracha for you, the way you do that is you say, Amen. Yeah, right. That's your involvement in the bracha. Your involvement in the bracha. He's the representative, and how am I involved in his bracha? Through saying Amen. So, therefore, if you say, so when is the matir for Kriyas Torah complete? When you say, when Amen is complete. When Amen is complete. So when do you have, if you say that it's a matir, so when do you have Rishus? So it means you don't have Rishus to read from the Torah until you say the bracha. But not just until the chazan says the bracha, but until the shat says amen, because that's the conclusion. That's the bracha functioning as a matir for them. It's an activity of the tzibur, and you need a permit for the entire tzibur. So until the tzibur finishes their amen, so then the permit isn't complete, so you don't have rishos to begin the Kriyas Torah. So a shoy is a very good lashon, because it's a matir. It means you're not allowed to, because you need a matir. And it's the tzibur who needs a matir, not just the yachid. It's just the activity of the tzibur, of the shat. So then once he finishes his bracha, then you have matir. Matir's in place. So who cares? You don't have to wait for anybody. But since it's an activity of the tzibur, you have to wait for the matir to relate to them as well. The mevarchim. I mean, it's true, shemeipo, and it works. But if you say amen renders you like you're the mevarch. So it could be saying is like, insofar as the tzibur are saying amen, they're actually involved in the activity, so they need the matir, or they actually need the bracha also. And they're saying amen is their matir. Now, it could be, if the tzibur all decided not to say amen and to do Shema Kona, so So maybe that would be a matzah for them, and then maybe then you'd be able to start right away. But so far as that's not the case, they're saying amen is like they're actually involved in the bracha. They're still involved in the matir as long as they're saying amen. That's what they're, by saying amen, they're involved in saying the bracha. They're not just relying on Shemei Kohanim, but they're involved in saying amen, which makes renders them, as the Rav says them in brachas, aleph yalaf, that it's, if you say amen, it's like you're in the mavar.
So why is it in Rishonim?
Because they're in Rishonim, because the permit isn't complete. That's your permit. The permit for the tzibur's, the tzibur's permit is they're saying amen, because their amen is their bracha.
But it is complete, because they didn't say amen.
They didn't, but they are saying amen. And so far as they're not relying on Shemei Kohanim. They're actually being an Oneh through Amen. So so far as they're doing that, that's their permit. And they're apparently Chayev too. But that's what they're doing. So the Matir is not completed until they say the Amen.
I think there's two ways you could potentially...
Yes, but I'm saying, I think Rishayi points to it. I mean, I think it's a good fit with Rishayi. You know, it's not just a matter of Chei Kolam or somebody they're not going to hear. It's really then Rishayi. Okay, now, again, Rishayi, there are those who learn Rishayi because Chei Kolam or somebody. And the Ram uses it, does say Rishayi other places, but I just think that in this halacha itself, it's a good fit of Rishayi. Okay. Fine. So so that's the first thing, is that the activity of the Kriyas Torah is an activity of the Tzibor, which is a good idea in its own right. It's kind of what you have to say. You know, that's, that sounds like, you know. Okay, so then, so fine, it's activity of the Tzibor, and therefore the Tzibor needs the permit. Which makes sense.
Because
Talmud Torah needs a permit. So I guess that's a chiddush, you know, but it makes it reasonable to say that Talmud Torah needs a permit. I mean, you can argue that, but that's reasonable. So you get it on right. I'm not saying it's the only way to read it and to understand the Brachos of Torah, but it's certainly a good way to understand it, you know. And needs a permit. So that, and since the activity of Tzibur needs a permit, and their permit is through the Amen, so therefore you can't start. You can't start the activity of the Tzibor until the Tzibor completes their permit. Straight, simple. Okay, fine. Now, the question is like this. Kara v'tah, if you dig this house, Matzir or Nasa. So who's Matzir?
Tzibor.
The Tzibor is Matzir, right? So the thing is like this, is that maybe what I'm saying is that the activity of Kriyas Torah takes place through the Tzibor. Okay, the Tzibor, it's an activity of the Tzibor. And how does the Tzibor do it? They have a representative. They have a representative who's Korei. Right? And what do they do? They're not Korei. But they basically help him. What do we help him? Is that if he makes a mistake, then they're ready to correct it. To fix it.
They're finally just to listen.
No, that's true. But therefore, they're also involved in making sure. If you're setting up a representative, they're setting up a representative to bring about the Kriyas Torah. So he's their Shliach. But it's easy to make mistakes in Kriyas Torah, so they're involved. I'm not saying they're prime thing, but they do have an involvement besides for listening, which is Matzir Nasa, as part of their role, is that they basically, as a tzibor, they're chayiv to create a Kriyas Torah. Now, the way they're doing it is through representative, but they don't just put up a representative and then just sit down and hope everything goes well. They're still involved. They don't lose their responsibility once they appoint somebody. But he does it. But he's blind. He doesn't have the chomish or whatever. He doesn't know. He's one guy doing it, but they help him. So they're machzirin also. Which means that it's part of us. The Rambam's delineating. That's what I'm saying here. The Rambam's delineating the role, the nature of the tzibor and their involvement. Their first is their involvement in the machzir, which is through the amen. And he's saying is in the Kriyas Torah itself, they're involved in the correcting him. You know, but again, the correcting him, see, it could be like the question of embarrassing him. See, if you look at it as like a laning of one guy, okay, it's a laning of the Valkore, and then you have other guys saying, "Hey, buddy, you made a mistake," so that's embarrassing him. But then there's the role. There's like two guys taking on different roles. He's the guy who's supposed to be doing it, and they're the ones who are correcting him. So then they're embarrassing him. But if halachically you look at it as an activity of the tzibor, which is accomplished through the two through the him laning and them correcting, so. First of all, you can't say, well, it's embarrassing. This is the nature of the setup. This is the way the activity takes place. And anyway, psychologically, I think it's not embarrassing. It's less embarrassing, certainly. I mean, the guy tends to be sensitive. But that is the nature of the setup, is that, you know, it's like if two guys read, one guy doesn't really know. I say, okay, I'm going to lean and you feed me. So it's not embarrassing. That's the nature of the setup, is that I'm leaning and you're feeding. So you don't say, if you correct me, you know, that's not embarrassing. The embarrassing is, I'm the guy, expert who's laning, and you start correcting me, that's embarrassing. But if the nature of the thing is that it's a group activity, so then the activity is accomplished through the shliach and through the helpers. So that's not embarrassing. That's the nature of the setup. Is we know that laning is difficult. We're setting up one guy to be our guy, shliach, and we're going to be our helpers.
I guess the opposite example.
Correct him.
So why do you have to correct him? I said the reason why I have to correct him is because, like for instance, well, if you ask me a question, is why if you're laning, do you have to lane properly? Or could you mess up the deck? So I'd say is of course you have to lane properly. I mean you have to lane properly. That's just the right way to lane. So now if the activity is taking place through the group, and it's the laning which is being produced by the group, so should the group produce up a good laning or a bad laning? So I'll say a good laning. Oh, so how does the group produce a good laning if one part of the group messes up and the other part of the group fixes it? It's not like an extraneous thing that you're coming along and correcting him. Like he laned and then you're messing it up and saying, "Oops, we're not going to be able to say, so we have to correct it." That's the nature of that correcting is part of the activity and part of the involvement of the tzibur. So you don't have to correct because if you don't correct, something bad's going to happen. No, I mean you're going to be able to say. What I'm saying is the kontrami would be able to. Because it doesn't change the meaning of the word, but it's just like the group activity. Just like if, for instance, let's say you're laning. And you realize you messed up. Okay? So then you correct yourself. You don't say, well, why did you correct yourself? You don't have to correct yourself. It's true, but I'm laning. I want to lane properly. So you are him. I mean, you're the tzibur. You're a group. You're like, you have two hats. There's the shots and there's the tzibur. So it's me. You're basically correcting him. How's your no-so? How'd you get him a dick duck? So it means you correct him so you can lane it properly. Okay? Okay, so then he says, so the tzibur is involved in the Kriyas HaTorah. Their involvement is as correctors. Okay? But now the next thing is, he says, but, v'lo yekru shnayim b'Torah, ala echa levada. So what's he saying here?
Sounds like you shouldn't violate the way the tzibur set up the shliach by having two people doing it.
Right, but the role of the leaning is it's an activity of the tzibur. But there's a method of being activity of the tzibur. You have one shliach, and the other guy's role is relegating to correctors. But you don't have two korah. The tzibur is all involved, but they're not all involved as being a few korah or more than one korah. There's one. The nature of the tzibur's involvement is one shliach tzibur, and the other guys who are the correctors there. I mean, they're not actually involved in the laning. Even though it's an activity of the tzibur, don't think that means, oh, so you could do a choir, you could have a condo, you know, a few guys, it's an activity of the tzibur. It's an activity of the tzibur, but the nature of the activity is accomplished through a shliach and through a listener, through listeners, correctors, but they're not involved in, it's an activity of the tzibur which is done through a spokesman. There's one spokesman. And then...
Now you have a good harmony that you should be able to just pick up midway.
Okay, yeah, so now it's actually good. Now the question is, so well, let's just take up one question. So why is it when one guy makes a mistake, right? One guy is quieted, he can't continue for whatever reason, so now the next guy picks up. So the question is, so why does he not have to make a new bracha? Why does he not have to make a new bracha, right? That's what most of Shonim hold, he has to make a new bracha. So why does he not have to make a new bracha?
From the beginning, because they were all one group, with the
right, exactly. So the bracha was not Mr. Valtore's bracha, the bracha was the tzibur's bracha. Now the tzibur, the shliach tzibur made it on behalf of the tzibur, but they all said amen, and they were all mevarchim, they were all involved in the bracha, and they were involved in the matir. So now when the new guy picks up, he doesn't need his own bracha, because that was his bracha, it was the bracha of the tzibur. So the tzibur has the bracha beforehand, and then the bracha afterwards. Right, has the bracha beforehand, and the bracha afterwards. Now you'll say, so if that's the case, so why does he have to go back to the beginning?
Right.
Okay, hopefully we'll take that out tomorrow. Okay, but that's a good problem. But the Yerushalmi, it's not a simple, it's not an easy question. I mean, I'll give you a hint though, is that in order, or not a hint, but it's not easy. In order, the Yerushalmi explains that, it brings in the Pasuk. It brings in the Pasuk, because it says, Torah Hashem Tamimah, the Shiva's not flesh. So the whole Torah should be Tamimah. Whatever, it implies it's not an ordinary kind of Allah. Really, it should have been that way. But if you didn't do it that way, it would imply something bad. I guess the way the Gemara presents it, the Yerushalmi presents it. So that's even though there is a problem with this. In fact, when I first did this, I misread the Rambam. I thought he was saying that you just pick up where he left off.
Absolutely,
in smoothly. Yeah, it's easy to read that way. But then I realized, v'yaschal mimakom shehiskal harishon, shenishtatek, is the place where he started. You know? So that's a problem. Why does he have to go back? But that is actually what Yerushalmi asks. Why do you have to do that? It's not simple. It's not simple. The natural assumption would be you don't have to do that. So that's you can appreciate why you should be able to pick up and why you could rely on the bracha, because really it's a bracha for the tzibur. But and I say there's another thing also which the Rambam is in this last part, which fits into the flow of the halachas, As we said again, the Tzibor, first is the Tzibor's involvement in the Matir, then the Tzibor is involved in correcting, but the Tzibor is not involved in reading the Torah, but they are kind of involved in reading. Namely, they're the backup. Okay, in other words, they are involved as Korim if the guy messes up. In other words, the Tzibor means, the way the Tzibor works is you have a representative, the representative does it, if he makes small mistakes or whatever, you correct him. You don't actually lane, but if he falls, someone steps up, you know, with the goes in his step. So like that, the guy, the backup, is actually like part of the role of the Tzibor, that someone in the Tzibor is there in the wings or whatever in order to take his place. Now, I don't know if you have to actually designate a guy, but it's like that is, the Tzibor is filling in to complete the laning through a different guy in the Tzibor. So it's like delineating, the halacha is delineating for you the nature of the activity of Kriyas Tzibor, Kriyas Tzibor, Tzibor, and the role of the Tzibor in the Kriyas Tzibor. Yeah, so it could be the Balamanik holds. I mean, I'm not sure he doesn't say that much about all these things, but it could be he holds that although it's an activity of the Tzibor, the way it's accomplished is through a representative. Because the Tzibor, you don't, because what I'm positing is that the nature of the activity, the way that Tzibor does it, is that they're really all involved in doing the Kriyas Tzibor. They're all involved. They're involved through, there's a primary guy who's the laner, and the other guys are the correctors. That's a Chiddush. If the Malamanik learns it's not true, is the way that Tzibor accomplishes it, so they set up a Shlech Tzibor, and he's the man. Now he does it for the Tzibor, but it's not, their responsibility is purely to set up the Shlech Tzibor. They're not actively involved in the laning.
No.
So now he's their representative. So he's doing it now. They're just going to correct him. They say, "Hey, buddy, you didn't do a good job of representing us." So that's embarrassing guy. So he doesn't hold by that idea of the Rambam that it's like it's the laning is fulfilled through the team of the laner and the corrector. They just say it's accomplished their role. They set up the shots and that's it. Now he lands. Now he does his job. Now you can correct him, you can embarrass him. So if it's the Yikuvo, you don't have a choice. He's not doing the job. But if it works anyway, so he's doing it. So he'll say he's not doing it up to the highest standards that you don't like it. So that's embarrassing. So I think it fits in perfectly. Okay, I think it fits in perfectly. But because the idea is that, again, what's the machlokas in the Rama and the Malamani? Is the activity accomplished through the group, through the Tzibor, or is it accomplished? Is there simply one guy who does it? You know, there's a laner. So he says, is that back then, when every guy who got called up would be laning on his own, so every guy in the Tzibor would just be a little simply wing it or whatever. You know, you'd call up a guy and he'd lane. So then you'd have it that not every guy was on top of the parsha, he didn't prepare and whatever, and then you'd call the guy earlier and he'd do it. So then the activity was accomplished through the Tzibor, helping along jointly through the Tzibor. But he says nowadays we don't do it that way anymore. People weren't able to do that. They weren't able to do it, that they would do it and see what helped. You have to have a certain level of expertise to be able to accomplish that. Yet today we actually take a guy and we say, "You're our laner, you're our Valkora," and we appoint him to be the guy. Okay, so now once you have the guy, then it's not accomplished to the group anymore. Now it's accomplished, and now you've actually made a representative. Back then, there wasn't a representative. Then it was an idea. You had one guy. No one in the Tzibor really was an expert. They were all just random guys in the Tzibor. Everyone in the Tzibor would do it, and he'd be helped along by everybody else. But now he holds it. Part of the change to... Part of the... According to the Kolbo, that's part of the change. When they changed it, from the system where you have every guy in the Tzibor doing it with the help of everybody else to one expert who does it for everybody. He doesn't need anybody's help. He's the expert. He prepares it before, and then he lands it. Now, if you correct him, you say, "Hey, expert, you're not doing a good job." So that's embarrassing. You're embarrassing him. So whereas the Rambam holds that it's always the activity of the group. Even nowadays, if you have a Valkar, still it's an activity of the Tzibor. It's just we fixed who's going to be our laner, but essentially, it's always an activity of the group. So then, therefore, we always correct. Whereas the Balamanik learns that even back then, it was an activity that you have a Shliach Tzibor, which is the Shliach Tzibor changes throughout the laning. But the point is that there's a separate Shliach, and if you correct him, you're embarrassing him. The Kolbo says that originally it was the way that the Tzibor was involved. When it was changed, that was when the Tzibor was up to the task. When they were no longer up to the task, it was changed to an activity which is done through a Shliach. And once it's a Shliach, now it's embarrassing. You correct him. So I'm learning is that the essence is not the bracha. I mean, that's kind of he says that's only the ole who's mevarech. I mean, that's the Kabbalah said, is that that's only the ole who's mevarech that you correct, but not the chassid.
I feel like that's a description of what's occurring.
Yeah, that's a description, right? And as we just said, that what does it have to do with the bracha? The bracha has nothing to do with it. What, back then when there's only bracha the first and last? I'm saying no, that's not. That's just the way he's pointing out to you who he's talking about. That when it was the later. Was the guy who would be called up, the Ola Amavarech, then you'd be correcting. But nowadays, it's not the guy who's Amavarech, but it's the Chazan, then you don't correct. But it's not because of the Bracha. Bracha has nothing to do with it. So the question is, what's the nature of the laning?
What's the
basis of
adding at the end?
The basis is just saying that if it's a mistake that changes the meaning of the word, and then it doesn't matter, nowadays, those days, any days, the thing is not Yotzei, it's not a Kriya Torah, so of course you have to correct it. But he's saying is that the Chalbo is only talking about the mistakes which don't change the meaning of the word. Right. Which is like what we're learning, these kinds of mistakes. So when it comes to these kinds of mistakes, then it depends between nowadays and those days whether or not you correct those mistakes or not. It depends. Are you in the situation of the Tzibur doing it as a group, or are you in the situation of the Baka, you know, as well? Right. And that's what changed between then and now.
A little luckily would come out that
Yeah, so I think what's interesting here is I mean, I think this fits very nicely the flow of the Halakha and the Rambam, you know? And it's kind of, I mean, there's a little bit of a jump, but not that much. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a good way to interpret each of them on their own, right? They all fit in, you know, and they fit in together nicely. And with this context, you can see, you can understand why the Rambam is arguing the Halakhic, you know, and how he's saying he's not worried about the embarrassing thing. But it would be like, it would turn out, if this is correct, then it would seem to me, it would seem there would be no way to really come up with the Svara without really, like, looking at the Rambam and unifying the Barak. I think when I you have to kind of happen upon this idea. It's not exactly how to get there, you know. But I think I just did the first thing, and I just tried to find it in its own right. And that idea of the Matya, the first part of the Halakha, the Matya for the Tzibur. And that's the way I explained it. And that's not so much of a, that's a good way to define it, if you just have that. And now you don't need too much to say, Rasha. I mean, it's a good way. That's not the only way to define it, but it's good. You know, it's not so much of it. You know, and from there, it just kind of fell. The rest of it fell into place. But it turns out through that, you end up getting the end of the Rambam and how he explains the answers of the Rambamic. How are you going to get that if you just have like you read the Torah with the Rambam? How are you going to know that's as far as you know? You know, there would be no way to know. You know. So, but it's better than. I mean, it's the only thing you have to go on in the Rambam. So even though it's, you know. No, it's hard. It's good to know when what your thing is built on. It's just built upon the structure of the Rama, but there's nothing else to go on here. So, you know. So what I want to do next is how the last thing is how why it is that you have to go back to the beginning of the Aliyah. So that the it's Yerushalmi, but it's quoted by the Kiddush Mishnah quotes it, but it's quoted by the Rif. The Rif in Omdim. I'm sorry, the Rif in Bnei Ha'ir. It's Rishami and Ein Omdim, which is, I think it's a fifth parak of Bachos, but it's the Rif in Bnei Ha'ir, which is in, I guess, the fourth parak of the third or fourth parak. It's the third and fourth get changed in different places. But whatever. It's the Dalam Lambe, so you call it Torah Rishami. It's in the Rif in Megillah. The Kesu Shabbat. Kesu Shabbat Shabbat? Yeah, Kesu Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat. It's the Rif in Megillah. So he quotes the Rishami. And it's a funny Rishami. I mean, try to understand Rishami and just know that all the Rishonim, they all say, all the Rishonim argue. All the other Rishonim argue in the Ram, they learn that it means, the Shulchan Aruch has it also, they learn it means that you have to go back to the beginning and make a new bracha. Okay? You can't rely on other bracha. So the question is, what's the Svara for the Machlokas? And you'll see, I mean, the explanation the Rishonim gives is very funny, and especially the Pasuk it brings in. It's not clear what the Pasuk is going to do. Yeah.